95.3.
Fridays at 8:30. It's always a pleasure to welcome our star, political humor satirist, U of I alum, Bill Melberg. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, the New Hampshire primary now behind us. The South Carolina and Florida primaries are coming up fast. Mitt Romney seems to be in the driver's seat as the Republicans begin the process of choosing their nominee for president. But Romney's rivals have been putting some roadblocks in his way, Bill.
Yes, they have, Stevie and Diane. And by the way, I must congratulate you on your predictions this past Monday morning. If I heard you right, I think you said Mitt Romney would get something like 39% of the vote, and that's exactly what he got. Stevie, you're a genius.
What can I say, Bill? I guess I am a genius. Yeah!
Well, you know, I guess I'm a genius, too, because it takes a genius to know a genius.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Seriously, the race for the Republican nomination turned rather ugly this week, with Newt Gingrich trashing Mitt Romney's record at Bain Capital, and with a series of attack ads on radio and television calling Mitt Romney a corporate raider and a job killer. Rick Perry joined in that fray, as did John Huntsman. And I should note that Rick Santorum stayed out of the mud bath. But negative attack ads are now being played all over South Carolina and Florida, even here in Chicago.
Hmm.
And it's getting very, very ugly out there, Stevie and Diane.
Yeah, I know it is, and I suspect it'll get even uglier as we get closer and closer to November.
Well, I suspect you're right. In fact, I've managed to acquire some of the negative ads the Obama campaign is preparing to broadcast no matter who wins the Republican nomination. Team Obama is covering all their bases, and I thought we might listen to just a few of their negative ads this morning.
Huh. All right, by all means. I suppose these ads are produced by the same people who do the AttackWatch.com ads that we have played from time to time here on Connect FM.
You are correct, sir. Genius. And this first ad is about Rick Santorum.
All right, and here it is.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to Meet the Candidates. Let's meet former Senator Rick Santorum, or should we call him Senator Sanctimonious? Oh, yes, Rick Santorum is very sanctimonious. He thinks he's better than you, holier than thou, so to speak. That's why Senator Sanctimonious wants to tell you how to lead your life. He wants to impose his brand of morality on all of us. And if you happen to be a woman, well, Senator Sanctimonious wants to take away your rights in particular. How could any woman vote for such a man? Senator Sanctimonious is no President Obama. President Obama doesn't tell you how to run your life. Of course, President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama have suggested what you should eat and shouldn't eat. And they're concerned that you use the right sort of light bulbs, install the correct type of toilets, keep the tags on your pillows, and buy the proper health insurance. But apart from those few minor suggestions, President Obama couldn't care less what you do in the privacy of your own home. Senator Sanctimonious, on the other hand, is a typical conservative busybody, always sticking his nose into other people's affairs. Well, friends, we don't need a busybody as our president, which is why you should vote on Tuesday, November the 6th, not for Senator Sanctimonious, but for our dear and brilliant leader, Barack Hussein Obama. This message was paid for by the committee to re-elect our dear leader, Leon Trotsky, chairperson.
Wow. Bill, that was pretty negative, calling Senator Santorum Senator Sanctimonious. But I understand the other ads we'll be hearing this morning are even more negative?
Yes, they are, Stevie. This next one's about former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
All right, let's listen to Team Obama's negative campaign ad about Newt Gingrich. And here it is.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to Meet the Candidates. Let's meet former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Or should we call him the Grinch? Yes, that's right, the Grinch. After all, it was Newt Gingrich who decided to run those awful attack ads against his rival, Governor Romney. And it's Newt Gingrich who some people describe as the loose cannon. But all the while he's shooting at others, Newt is praising himself. Oh, yes, Newt Gingrich is an unabashed megalomaniac with delusions of grandeur. He likes to compare himself to Ronald Reagan, Winston Churchill, Napoleon Bonaparte, and Julius Caesar. But Newt Gingrich is no Barack Obama. President Obama is always cheerful and smiling, with nothing but kind words to say about others. And President Obama would never compare himself to Winston Churchill. He's far too modest and unassuming to make any such grandiose comparisons. Which is why President Obama sent the bust of Winston Churchill that used to sit in the White House back to the British Embassy, where it belongs. We don't need any of that sort of snobbery in the Obama White House. So on Tuesday, November the 6th, be sure to do the right thing. Mute Newt. And re-elect our great and dear leader, President Barack Hussein Obama. This message was paid for by the People's Committee to re-elect Barack Obama, Vladimir Lenin, chairman.
Wow, another very, very negative ad. And Bill, I think we have time for one more?
Yes, Stevie. And boy, these ads, I mean, these are hard-hitting. The Obama campaign's ready no matter what. And this is the Obama campaign's negative ad about the current Republican frontrunner, Mitt Romney, written, I might add, by Newt Gingrich.
Okay, oh, let's have a listen to this.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to Meet the Candidates. And if you're enjoying a nice swim right now, you'd better get out of the water, because we're going to be meeting former Governor Mitt Romney. Yes, Mitt the Shark Romney, who smells blood in financial waters and pounces on his unsuspecting victims. I like to fire people, says Mitt Romney, and he fires them by the thousands while taking their money by the millions. How many millions did Millionaire Mitt, or is it Billionaire Mitt, make at Bain Capital? Who knows? Unlike our great President Barack Hussein Obama, Governor Romney hasn't released his tax returns. Oh, it's true. And if you don't believe me, just ask Newt Gingrich or Rick Perry. They'll be happy to tell you all the sordid details from Mitt's past life as a corporate raider. Of course, President Obama was a community activist. He knows how to connect with people, real people, not the country club Republican elite. And President Obama doesn't like to fire real people like Mitt Romney does. Quite the contrary. President Obama loves to give his friends government jobs with exorbitant salaries, lots of perks, and big fat pensions. Plus, Hawaiian vacations. That's the kind of leader you should be voting for on Tuesday, November the 6th. Barack Hussein Obama, a man of the people, not a Wall Street snob like Willard Mitt Romney. And remember, a little socialism never hurt anyone. This message was paid for by the 99% committee, Joseph I. Stalin, chairman.
Well, on that negative note, I want to thank our friend Bill Melberg for joining us and for giving us those previews of Team Obama's negative ads. Well, let's bring in our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat Massachusetts, to talk about negative advertising in politics. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Hello, Connect FM listeners. Happy Friday the 13th.
Gentlemen, this week marked the start of a new phase in the 2012 Republican presidential race, a very nasty phase marked by a flurry of negative campaign ads. Your reactions to those ads, let's start with Senator John McCain.
Stevie, there's nothing new about negative ads in political campaigns. George W. Bush used them against me during the 2000 primary in South Carolina, and I was outraged by his attacks. But my friends, they obviously worked. Bush won the primary, the nomination, the presidency, so maybe I should have resorted to using negative campaign ads.
Congressman Frank?
Stevie and Diane, to paraphrase a comment from Newt Gingrich in last weekend's debates, Senator McCain ought to drop some of his, quote, pious baloney, unquote. I still remember this exchange Senator McCain had with Governor George W. Bush during that primary in South Carolina 12 years ago.
You should be ashamed.
Yeah, let me speak.
You should be ashamed.
No, let me say one thing about all this business, John.
I told you, I pulled them all down.
You didn't pull this ad.
Yes, I did.
This that ended up in the man's windshield yesterday? That questions my... This is an attack piece.
That is not by my campaign.
What says paid for by John McCain?
That is not by my campaign.
Well, there it is, Senator McCain. How about that exchange? You accused George Bush of running negative ads against you, but you apparently ran negative ads against him. The ad Governor Bush held up in that debate said, paid for by John McCain.
Stevie, my friend, that was not from my campaign. My other vicious attack ads were from my campaign, but not that one.
Well, Senator McCain, once again, you had the last word for today. But when we come back, we're going to hear another negative campaign ad from South Carolina. A genuine blast from the past. Stay tuned. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. It is 8:47.
FM 93.5, 95.3.
And we're back with our final segment, political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, I think you have one more negative campaign ad for us this morning. This one from the Democratic primary in South Carolina, I guess 4 years ago?
Well, actually, Stevie, this isn't a negative campaign ad. It's a negative debate exchange between the two front runners for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2008, Senators Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. And it's a reminder that this year's nasty exchanges between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney are not all that unusual. Let's listen.
When Senator Clinton or President Clinton asserts that I said that the Republicans had better economic policies since 1980, that is not the case.
It is sometimes difficult to understand what Senator Obama has said, because as soon as he is confronted on it, he says that's not what he meant. The facts are that he has said in the last week that he really liked the ideas of the Republicans over the last 10 to 15 years.
That is not true. What I said, and I will provide you with a quote, what I said is that Ronald Reagan was a transformative political figure because he was able to get Democrats to vote against their economic interests to form a majority to push through their agenda, an agenda that I objected to, because while I was working on those streets, watching those folks see their jobs shipped overseas, you were a corporate lawyer sitting on the board of Walmart. I was fighting these fights.
You talked about Ronald Reagan being a transformative political leader. I did not mention his name.
Your husband did.
Well, I'm here. He's not.
Okay, well,
and
I can't tell who I'm running against.
We both have very passionate and committed spouses who stand up for us, and I'm proud of that. You also talked about the Republicans having ideas over the last 10 to 15 years.
I didn't say they were good ones.
Well, you can read the context of it.
Well,
it certainly
I didn't
came
say
across.
They were good ones.
Well, it certainly,
right, well,
it certainly
yeah.
came across in the way that it was presented, as though the Republicans had been standing up against the conventional wisdom with their ideas. I'm just reacting to the fact, yes, they did have ideas, and they were bad ideas, bad for America. And I was fighting against those ideas when you were practicing law and representing your contributor, Resco, in his slum landlord business in inner city Chicago.
Ouch. Hillary sure went for the jugular with that last remark. Boy, Barack Obama's now convicted pal Tony Resco, the slum landlord in Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, she sure did. The gloves really came off in that exchange.
Ooh.
But as we now know, Hillary wound up as Barack Obama's Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And some people say she could wind up next year as Vice President
if
he dumps Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, we've wound up at the end of another week, my friend, because our time has expired for today. And for the Republicans and presidential contenders, it's on to South Carolina primary. It's a week and a half from now. I guess a week from tomorrow. Is that right?
By the way, no. What's the 21st?
Yeah, it's
on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Week from tomorrow.
That would be the 21st.
Bill.
By the way, I don't expect President Mitt Romney to appoint Newt Gingrich as secretary.
All right. Hey, buddy, thanks so much. It's Bill Melberg and eveningwiththepresidents.com. Diane, thank you.
Hey, enjoy the weekend.
We'll see you at the Cardinal Caravan. That'll be coming up at noon at Round Barn in Champaign. See you there. I'm Stevie J from Champaign. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
He has it.
The World Champion Cardinals Winter Caravan is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team.